bad man drift to the car. Spot cars parked on the right spot. Bad man sleep.
Hello, good people. Welcome to the Crazy Podcast. Yet again, I'm your host, Issa Sava, in the building.
And my name is Isaac. You usually like to make a proper intro and then introduce
yourself. Isn't that proper
well.
Enough?
No, you want to introduce yourself properly. So I was giving you space.
Not this time. But it's that.
Merry Christmas, our good listeners. I don't know whether there's anything like belated Merry Christmas.
I don't know what we say between after Christmas and New Year's.
What you don't do say we? Anything. We just say happy holidays.
Oh. Generally, happy holidays. Yeah. So, happy holidays, our dear listeners. Thank you for being such ardent listeners of the Crazy Podcast from all the way, Isaac. How old are we?
Since 2019.
Since 2019, and people keep on asking me, what is the Crazy Podcast? Adam.
Yes, now is the opportunity to shine and tell them what the Crazy Podcast is.
Well, here at Crazy Podcast, we do share information with a little bit of humor, and you can find us on all podcast listening platforms, that is to say,
AfriPods, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, and anywhere else that
just type in the word Crazy Podcast and you could be listening to this right now.
Take my vanilla cold stone in my villa. Me one drop your sativa on cold.
Isaac, don't make a lot of moves, you break my glass.
You're the one really having the time of your life. You should tell the listeners why you're able to do that now, because we've not been able to do something like that.
Well, thank you very much.
It has been a great year for us. As
definitely, we cannot complain. Basically, because
you indeed can't complain. But what has that?
Well,
please tell the listeners that they also
can't. I can't. But the Crazy Podcast recently acquired new equipment, so we did a shift from a bit of analog to digital.
Oh yeah, that's the best way we can put
so
it.
So either I can comfortably record while standing.
Yeah, I am actually standing at the moment. I can turn off Issa's mic. Like now, oh wait, I think I'm turning off. I'm turning off mine. I can turn off Issa's mic if I wish him to be silent. Okay. Anyway, that year has really been good for us. We hope it has been good for you as well. For those
and
who haven't, please let me finish.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, I can just mute you. Anyway, I think for all those who have had a rough patch throughout the year, pray that it gets better. Now, it's a speak, please.
My mic is mute. What is up? My mic is mute.
Not mute. It's not mute. Please speak.
So, for all of you that the situations have gone south, we just pray to the Almighty God that the things become clearer and you go through whatever situation you have, that you're going through. And yeah,
we would have said a prayer, but
That is all a prayer. It is just a prayer. Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
just saying that is a prayer. Mm. Really,
say, I pray to God that.
Oh, okay. We pray that the situation gets better for you guys and for those who don't believe in God, like my friend Issa here.
That is slander.
It's not slander if it's the truth. Anyway, that has really been great for us. I would like to, in this episode, we are going to, the episode is already like 15 minutes in, and this is when we tell them what the episode is about.
Definitely.
Anyway, the episode is going to be one where we tell you about the things we've achieved this year and some great news as we had promised.
And from that, it is the inaugural episode of season 2.
Yes, this is our very first episode.
Because we had the rant that closed season 1 and big things are coming up, basically because of the following, Isaac.
Yes, because of the big following that, because of you, we are doing great things and we are achieving great things. I mean, we are acquiring equipment. All the episodes released this year did extraordinarily well. What was our first episode, Issa?
We had an episode on human rights covering the general elections, the Uganda general elections.
When were they held?
Around the 16th of January.
14th,
but we did it 2 days later.
Yes, we did the episode. Wow.
Yeah, we did the episode after because we were looking at human rights. We were trying to study the human rights violations.
And
if any,
we had
during
a guest.
The electoral process, yeah.
We had a guest. Who was the guest?
It was Dr. Livingstone of
Sewanyana, yes, of Foundation for Human Rights Initiative. Yes, and then what episode followed that?
The episode that followed that was the friendship episode. Seems like everyone was going through something with friends. We've all of us have gone through something that, by the way, I've seen very many people writing about fake friends, fake words. So I think that episode made a lot of sense to very many people.
And you think that's why they're talking about fake friends?
Haven't you seen people whining about fake friends? Isaac,
I haven't.
You haven't whined about fake friends. Why?
Why? I'm expected to whine about fake friends? Because I don't give them that day. The light of day.
Yeah, fake friends. Delete me. What? I mean, people, we do change. I mean, priorities change. I'm not a fake.
It's part of life.
I'm not a fake friend, however.
You're going to meet fake
friends
every year, I think.
I'm a keeper, only that. Sometimes.
Yeah, you are a hoarder of friends. He hoards everything, including friends.
Not really. So, back to our friendship episode. It's worked very well on AfriPods. And maybe to remind you, AfriPods is an African platform. And for 1 month, it was number one. And
for the month of... which episode are we talking about? The friendship episode?
Yeah, which...
It was number one for
March,
months.
March and Feb, because yes, recorded March it in Feb. Thereafter, we had the boys coming on board, who are also ardent listeners. So we
shout out to all of them.
Shout out.
They can't wait to record with us.
Was Ewan Caleb part of it?
No, he wasn't. But shout out to him as well. Why do you want to get me in trouble? Why?
Oh, by mentioning names. All of you are listening. We have a lot of people. I don't know where
we
to
can't
start.
Name all of
we
you.
Can't name, but you know yourselves, my people, my good people. But we have the whole world. The big boys, anyway. The big boys
yeah,
and the
yeah,
big
the
girls.
Big boys.
Then also, it is still this year that we launched our merchandise.
Yes, our first line of merchandise. We launched t-shirts. They come at a cost of 30,000. They are branded with our Crest Podcast logo.
Yes.
Currently they are in black and white, but if you wish to have them in any other color, please feel free to get in touch with us.
Make your orders on the numbers.
Or go to us, all our social media platforms.
Isaac, you wanted
to read out numbers. My number.
You know how to read out.
No.
I can read out that number. I'll be on.
Well, I also know yours off-head.
I mean,
off-head, meanwhile. Wait. I'm sure you don't know mine off-head, but I know yours off-head.
Really?
You who's a friend holder.
Do not. Do you want to bet
please,
on that?
Please.
Why are you calling me a friend holder again?
Because you said you are a keeper.
Okay. But is it because that you're a CEO, now that you have money, you don't want people calling
Which
you?
Which money? We are here telling people to buy our merchandise. don't give people the impression that we have money.
Isaac has money, our dear listeners. So if you need plot for the rest of the festivities this year, please call the numbers after this beep. Okay, Isaac says it is not a beep. After.
Oh, so, God. Is
Isaac, how much are the t-shirts? And
the t-shirts are 30,000. Like I said, they come in black and white, but they can be in any other color if you wish as well. What else?
Then if you just
we also make masks that are branded.
Yeah, remember we.
So that's one of the main ways you can actually support us, and it's actually one of the ways we are able to acquire
equipment. And it's not just one of the ways that you can support us. It's just the other way. Keep yourself safe, healthy from
COVID-19.
Yes, exactly. So
which other ways can they support us? By this, I think they are supporting us as well.
By the way, do not stop listening, and you can share also. The links move very fast. You can share with friends and bring business to us. We know how to deal with this thing. I mean, we have vast experience. You can advertise with us, and basically because now we have a state-of-the-art equipment, definitely business reaches a lot of people, and it is at affordable prices. Why not support the big boys, the homeboys, and you know what? You can have commission.
Big boys don't need support.
Baby,
I is bringing those ads for those who have businesses. We have affordable prices. We won't get into the details of that because it is all available on our social media platforms. Issa, what did you like about this year?
My God, a lot was happening, and basically because this year I was a bit busy, I did not see a lot of things.
Please let me tell the listeners why you are busy and why we've taken forever to record.
Okay, I was away, up country, Western
doing
Uganda.
Doing what? Is Western Uganda up country though?
Up country is north.
I don't know. People seem to use up country to mean if you've left Kampala and gone like more than 100 kilometers away.
Okay, I was 160 kilometers away from Kampala and
doing what?
Getting myself an education. Like
you told the listeners that during the rant, this education of yours that doesn't end.
You know, by the way, knowledge is power. You need these things. Often time.
That's why we pride ourselves in sharing informed opinions. Much as we may joke a lot around here, we pride ourselves in sharing information that is
reliable.
That is reliable
and well researched. And for that matter, because of our brand and because of you guys, we are partnering with Signum Advocates.
Yes, the other great thing that we managed to achieve this year. Mm-hmm, please go on.
Yeah, so we shall be doing a production for them. Oops, with our vast experience, Isaac, don't drop that mic.
You know,
I'm in charge of finance, and trust me, it will cost you your monthly pay.
Go on. Uh-huh.
So we are having a production with Signum. So soon or later, you'll be hearing us.
Hearing myself and
on
Sava,
that other side.
Yes, on the intellectual side, Signum Advocate. I don't think I should even tell them the details about. Signum Advocate. I'm just going to
okay,
Google.
Details are underway, so because you are who you are, you get the chance to get some
to hear it here first.
Yes, firsthand. So, Isaac, you asked me what was the highlights of my year. Because I've had so many things. Oh, we've also had the terrible things, the terrorism attack. Very many people died here in the city.
Not very many, but yeah.
It was a bit scary, and we did not see it coming.
That bomb scare, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was not just a scare. Things really blew up.
Forgive me. Like, I really never know how to talk about tragic moments. So please, take it away.
You just... are you laughing?
like it is you laughing.
So for all those who lost their loved ones, may God strengthen you and rest...
So please be vigilant. We have a very bad trend as Ugandans to be vigilant only for the first few months after the tragedy.
Few days. Then after that.
After that, we are being reckless. And I think this also applies to everything else that we do. We tend not, as a generation or as a country, we tend not to give things our very best. Go into public offices or private offices, and someone's really not doing their best to serve you properly. Yet, I mean, you're going to give them money for whatever service you've walked in for. So, I probably don't like the way I've twisted that from a bomb scare to me talking about this, but yes,
but it's worth it, it's worth it, and definitely all of us should be vigilant about what our surroundings are, and yeah,
yes. We had actually promised our listeners details about the Signum deal in detail, and we now I've just remembered that we've gone over it.
What details do you want?
The details are that we are creating a podcast for Signum Advocates, and myself and Issa are going to be the hosts. The podcast is going to be about mentorship in the legal sphere. More details about what the podcast will be about, how to access it, you will get it on the Signum social media platforms. We are not allowed to share more information because that's a slightly different understanding from the Craze Podcast. So worry not, we are still going to produce
more. We are still the Craze Podcast.
And we are not going anywhere. So we're not going to turn our podcast into the one for Signum. Mm-hmm.
So maybe the other thing you wanted to share with us that happened this year, apart from those tragic attacks that we had.
Which other thing?
You don't have anything that caught your attention?
Nothing. I was also busy educating myself and graduating. Yeah, I have no file. Wow. I will say it. I graduated. Last year when he graduated, he didn't want to say anything about it.
Did I?
You did. You specifically and categorically told me not to mention anything.
I went to my social media platforms and I posted.
No, we did post it on the social media platforms of Chris Podcast, did we?
Well...
Well, what?
What can I say? Mm-hmm. I have nothing to say, but congratulations, say, Isaac, by the way. We were supposed to have, like, a big party, but the gentleman.
Well, man, fans are so hard to come by the of late. And I don't want to have a party where, I mean, I'm just going to invite people to eat and me telling them my story. They are going to hear my story very soon. They can hear my story here. I can start telling my story here. Should I?
No. Exactly. Thank you very much. Exactly why I didn't want to talk about it in the first place.
But I like this song.
Allow me to hold you now. Allow me to touch you right. Allow me.
Yes, sir. You are saying?
So, among the other things that we were promised this year is that the economy will be opened up next year. So, amid this promise, then we have the new variant of COVID-19, yeah. Omicron.
It evades very many people, so it's okay to call it what you want. You are attempting to call it.
It's a pandemic. We don't know these things. Mm. All of us are in a twisted situation. So, we have a new variant. Amid its plans that the economy will be opened up, the president is speaking on 31st. I've not seen that happen before.
Even on 31st?
Can you imagine?
It's strange, very strange. But we can only hope that everyone is hoping that he opens up the economy.
Yeah,
what?
By the way, schools are going to be open.
Yes, school.
Year.
I was going to say that. I don't know how ready the country is. I don't see. There's a lot of uncertainty on the part of
education,
yeah, parents and whatnot, and how schools are going to be opened up, because I don't know, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Of course, we shall have to make do with what we have by then.
The only thing we know is that schools are going to be opened, that's it, and maybe the dates on which they're going to be opened and for how long they're going to be running and all that, which information is available. But I feel like we need more information in terms of what happens if the COVID cases increase. And things like
of
that.
Of course, they had tried to immunize all the teachers and everything, but of course it is up to the government on how to manage, because schools cannot be closed
and then
for another year.
There's also that issue.
They've been closed for 2 years, and I feel like let the kids go to school.
Yeah, this COVID thing is really going to affect us already badly, but we can't help but also think about the fact that... much as the kids need to go back to school, how, for instance, parents have also not been working because business has not been good. So how are they exactly going to go back
and
to school?
Trust me, something I noticed is that schools really hiked tuition. And I mean, people are paying millions.
Mm.
I don't know how parents are going to do it, but if your parent out there...
It's not easy.
But
we are
just
only
praying.
Pray.
But of course, parents already have... It's a grand idea. They come around these things and really do pay these school dues. Mm. But
and then there are students who are now out of school and probably now engaged in their parents' businesses, and a parent is thinking, why should I take this person back to school?
Exactly.
They were really helpful. Besides, I don't even have the money to take them back. So
of course,
there needs to be a lot of information put out there as to why people need to go back to school, because 10 years, 15 years down the road, we won't really have skilled labor. We'll only have people who are not educated. And much as there are issues with our education, we can talk about that in another forum. But at least people need to be, for instance, someone, I mean, right now you can just walk on Kampala Road and you'll find a 12-year-old with a benzene of maize.
I mean, what should they do? The cost of living here is high. We literally pay for everything.
Yes, the cost of living is not high. That's not the issue. It's just that the standard of it is very deplorable. And I think we need to think as a country as to what we are going to do for those who are not able to go back to school because their parents can't afford it.
Mm.
Then the teenage pregnancies and very many things. It's really it. It has not been the best of years.
Anyway, and government really to tighten their sleeves. Those people in power. Then,
as you can tell, I also sound like I have flu. It's because I actually have flu. I don't know whether it's COVID. I am trusting the Lord that it's not. I am keeping myself away from people.
Isolation.
I save from Issa. He just couldn't wait for me to get rid of my flu. He had to come and we recorded. He had to see the equipment.
We are at a distance.
Yeah, we are using microphones, and so worry not, people. All those listeners who care about Issa so much, simply because. What? You have a nice voice and what not?
Well, you don't have to put it, no, you don't have to put it here. You don't have to put it here. Especially if I tell my listeners that I have another language.
Which language?
You know how good I am with this French and everything.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Then it is still during this time that I've noticed that the young kids have really joined a lot of social media. And I don't know how they are going to do it when school resumes. How is it going to affect? Because I've seen tons and tons of kids on social media, and they're doing all these weird things. I doubt I can
TikTok.
Do. Case in point.
TikTok. Do you have a TikTok account?
I have a TikTok account.
Yes, and then you're saying people and are doing I'm not all a tons
and I'm not a minor.
What? So you think it's wrong for a minor to have a TikTok it's account, but wrong. It's okay for you to have
it's not wrong, but the kids are doing a lot of strange things.
Like what? Okay, I mean, define strange. To begin with.
Strange in terms of,
I mean, the kids were home, they didn't really have so much to occupy them with, so of course the first thing they hopped on was social media, be it Twitter, be it all the social media platforms that you know, and TikTok happened to be one of them. So unfortunately they are it could go downhill, or it's probably going downhill, of like you're saying, they're doing all sorts of things. But I think it could also be because social media is not going anywhere, unfortunately. So
it is not. It's a new normal. And when you look at very many things have been happening on social media, right from the lockdown and how people are transacting now online and everything.
I mean, for us to even find out whether the president is going to speak, we first go to Twitter, to his official Twitter page.
You know,
going to have a speech. And that became the trend all the way.
I'm not saying it is going away, but man, some of these kids, then before you know it, you're having social media wars, people are exchanging words of a lot of. You know those words.
Worry not, we will not do that anytime soon. Me and Issa, I will handle him physically.
Wait, just because I have an account, and I've not. I have an account, but I don't post.
You don't post it, which I don't understand. Okay, you go there, you're like most, but some people who just go there to see other people's videos.
Definitely.
Okay, so I don't know, but some people are actually using TikTok as a.
People are earning.
As a way to earn money.
True, people are earning depending on what kind of things. Isaac, are we going on some of these social media platforms?
Like TikTok? First of all, our dear co-host here doesn't know how to dance. So that's the first thing that could probably get you known on TikTok. What exactly are you going to do on TikTok?
Isaac, I know how to dance. I do not just dance this petty. Dancing. Uh-huh. I know how to dance salsa. I know how to dance. What else? Oh, name it. Some of these dances, I just tap of the finger and I'm already making these moves.
All right. Well, I mean, you have a TikTok account already, right? After this, we should do a video and see how it sounds. Anyway, it was great having you guys on the show today. Thank you, Issa, for coming. Thank you, our listeners, for being with us since 2019. When we started recording with just a phone, and now look at us, we are here with equipment, we can increase music. Issa, what song do you want me to play for you? Increase the music. I don't know what song to play now. We have not even got the hang of it yet. Can't blame us, really.
Well, I think we are doing only Epas people. Epas songs, people just.
No, this is not Epas song. This is not an Epas song. For instance, listen.
Oh, come
to this
I'm seeing the cafes. It's cafe.
It's just a wallpaper. It's just a wallpaper. That doesn't mean it's his song playing.
I think it was you.
And he's the one who wants to be on TikTok. Anyway, which song do you want to listen to?
So maybe I'm going to listen to these songs after. Until next time, we'll remain
Isaac. We'll remain the Chris Podcast.
Okay, we'll remain Isaac and Issa, and this is the Chris Podcast. Ciao.